Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr.
And I'm Beth Ellicott.
And you are listening to Fiber Talk's midweek version, the twice weekly midweek version of the Fiber Talk podcast that we do twice a week for the needlework artists.
There you go.
Yeah.
Write the introduction.
Yeah, I did that. That was smooth, I think.
Yeah.
Polished, beautiful. Practiced. Yeah. Concise. Okay. It was very concise.
Mm-hmm. That's the word we wanted.
A smart guy would re-record it, but nah, that's all right. We're going with this.
You're dry not.
So, Stitch Hour tonight, Natalie Dupuy is going to join us again. Yay.
Yes.
Always fun. So it's going to be a little different. We're basically going to do a Stitch and Chat with Natalie along. We have some topics we want to talk about. Yeah, we're just going to get together and Stitch and Chat and have Natalie with us and be able to talk with her and ask her questions if you want. And she's working on learning some counted canvas techniques because that's not her world as part of her judging effort. So ask her about those experiences. She obviously has two or three classes in the works, so we can learn about those. And she's stitching on some eyelet thing, so we'll get to see that and talk to her about that. So we'll have fun tonight. No particular program, just gathering for an hour or so with Natalie, and we're just going to talk about stitching. So that'll be fun. Sunday, holy smokes. I say this every time, but Ruth Miller is our guest Sunday. And
yes.
I cannot. Okay, the leaf embroidery is still stuck in my head. But Ruth Miller embroidered portraits that are life size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't look like paintings.
Nope.
They look stitched, which is amazing in and of itself. You just want to get really, really close, and then you want to back way up. We've seen this images of them on our computers. We both want to see them in real life because they've got to be fantastic.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I do. I want to see these things because, yeah, she's not kidding. I mean, there's one video where, you know, she's working on the piece, and you can tell it's a giant piece of cloth. And the head is life size. I mean, she's doing these things life size. They're gorgeous. The coloring, the lighting, the expression, everything is amazing. And mm-hmm. Yeah, she was a treat to talk to too. She's fun. She's a lot of fun. So
that's and her Sunday. Portraits tell stories. Her portraits tell stories too. It's not just she's not just doing like a portrait of someone. You can tell there's more going on behind the scenes sort of thing, which also I find draws me in. So definitely well worth the listen. Interesting lady.
Yeah. She's one of those. Exactly. She's one of those that the more you look at it, the more you see all the little things around the edges. And she's amazing. Amazing.
Yes.
Can we say amazing more? Let's say amazing more. Yeah, so that's Sunday. What a treat to talk to her. That was really special. Been trying to get her for some time now. The last time that I contacted her, I bet I've been working on her for a long time. Just, you know, every now and then. But the last time, and I hadn't done any research on her, she said that she was finishing up a project and should have it done by the end of the month. And I never gave it a thought. You know, wow. And then when you do the research on her and you realize that she's doing life-size giant pieces, then it became clear why she was focused on getting it done. And it's a major undertaking. So, she was fun. Enjoyed that. So that's Sunday. WIPGO.
How's it going?
Whip gone. Okay, numbers for this for February are 5 and 17.
Yes.
5 and 17. So what is that for you on your chart?
More than a rose and the lizard canvas, the painted canvas, which for me is great. because I have to get my, the More Than a Rose is a group correspondence course, and I must get that done here by June, July. So it's one of those things that I like working on it once I get started on it, but sometimes getting that like extra push to put a needle in thread and get started, because it's a few different stitches. I'm learning something new.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, I'm kind of dragging my feet on it a little bit. But now I can't. I've got a reason. I've got WIPCO. And
Yep. Okay, for me, it's Lady Mary's Geometric. Now, a couple months ago, I gathered all the threads for that, and then I actually set the canvas up on stretcher bars, and it's on one of my stands, covered with a cloth, so dust doesn't get on the bare, naked canvas. So that one's ready to go. I just got to start, so that'll be fun, I've been wanting to get to that. And then the other one is Take Wing, the sampler Take Wing. And so
by Mojo Stitches.
Yes.
Mm.
So nice. that one, I have everything. I just have to actually put it on scroll bars and start. So,
yeah.
But I might just do that in a hoop.
Sure, why not?
I think I might.
Well, and that one is intriguing to me because you're going to use the Cottage Garden threads, correct?
That is correct, yes. Mm-hmm.
So you don't normally like variegated threads.
Right.
So I'm really curious to see how you like working with those.
Yeah, that makes two of us who's curious. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think you might like it. I think because they're not.
Yeah, I'm curious. Mm-hmm.
But I don't think those threads are highly variegated. I think they're more subtle, at least some of them.
Yeah. When I looked at them when I got them, yeah, it didn't strike me as red to yellow to orange to red, you know, and yeah,
right,
it was
right.
Yeah, it's not overwhelming, so should be okay. But I love the sampler, so
right. And her designs are fabulous, and I think what people always comment on them is the negative space she uses mm-hmm. on her pieces, which is nice.
Yeah.
And I pulled all the threads so I could do, what's the other one? Bushland Quaker.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't start anything new until I finish something, so I'll just watch you.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. Now the ugly question. How did January go for you?
Well, mine was Spring Hill and More Than a Rose. And
you got More Than a Rose back to back?
Yes, which was great.
Oh, that's a bonus. Yeah.
Because I needed to learn to do the plaited braid. And again, everyone says, plaited braid, it's so hard. And, you know, you're doing it in a metal thread, so that makes it a little more difficult. Well, I watched Mary Corbett's video. I practiced with Pearl Cotton like she suggested.
Uh-huh.
And I love that stitch. I still have to go back. If I want to start, I have to go back and watch your video and to start it again. But it's a fun stitch. It gives a lot of texture. And even with the gold thread, which was a little more difficult, the gold wire, it's not a thread, it's a wire. It is a wire. It was a little fiddly. But I got to the point where I was like, okay, I have to slow down. I have to, you know, manipulate the wire a little bit to get it to go the way. I have to use very, very short lengths, you know. But, it was fun. That was fun. So I don't know why I'm scared for this next step, which is some sort of elongated brass thing. But I just thought I'd go and get started on it. But, yeah, and then Spring Hill, I did 8 hours, and then I was like, I'm having fun, and I kept working on it. So I'd say I'm close to being done with Spring Hill. But I have all that solid part at the bottom to do. So,
yeah.
It's beautiful. And we won't discuss, someone finished hers, Jennifer.
Yeah. But, yeah. We're not talking about Jennifer's finish. No.
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 Because it's beautiful, stunning, and all those things. And it's also finished. Yeah. We're not talking about that.
Mm-mm. No. Maybe we could sneak over into her house and see. But do you think she'd know?
No, she'd never notice. No.
Wait. She's probably already sent it off or got it framed. Who knows?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Build her own frame. Yeah. Everything. Yeah.
Yeah. And here we are still working on it. So how did yours go with WIPCO?
The Sarah Parr sampler went extremely well because I had planned 7 hours and I put in a whole lot more than that. I put in a lot of hours on that thing. So that was a huge success. And I just kept pounding away, and I've got one more row of over one verse to go in. And that one was a huge success. And WIPCO got me motivated. And you know, I'm now almost to that point where you can see the end. And you know how the engines get charged up to, all right, I'm driving this sucker to the end. So so that one went really well. The Prince of Peace silk gauze from Erica Michaels, no. First, I had to get silk gauze, okay? So you sent me a piece, and then I got another piece from a store, and they both were creased.
Right.
Like we talked about this. And so I didn't know what to do, and so I kept putting it off because, the stuff just strikes you as so delicate when you hold it that you're almost afraid to do anything with it.
Right.
So I wrote to Linda Stoltz at – I couldn't find anything. And I wrote to Linda Stoltz at Erica Michaels and said, hey, I've got these creased pieces. What can I do? Can I wash them like linen? Can I iron them? What can I do? And she said, well, the stuff is pretty sturdy, and she would not hesitate at all to use a steam iron on them. And so I just haven't done that. Haven't just taken them downstairs and fired up the iron and done it. So it was one of those things where, this is hassle. And
right.
So it was, all right, do I deal with the hassle or do I just make more X's on Sarah Parr? And that's literally what I did all month. Was I don't need the hassle. I can make X's and make progress here. So, but I want to start that thing. I want to experience silk gauze. So it's kind of in a spot here. So
right.
I don't know. Yeah.
And I found with it, but you learn something. Yeah. You learn, hey, I can iron silk gauze.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you just need to try it. But I think WIPCO, the good thing about WIPCO is that it makes you try things or, work on something that maybe you don't necessarily want to. And
yeah,
I kind of like that. I like that about it.
Yeah.
But
so, yeah,
you have to let us know if you get that iron out and get that piece ironed.
Well,
curious minds want to know.
Yeah, well, I will. And I was actually going to try and do it before we recorded, but I just ran out of time. But because I'm curious, too, now that I know I can iron it, I should be able to get the creases out. And then if I can iron it with steam, then I can certainly spray a Best Press on it. And that usually helps. So it's not the miracle cure, but it does help. And so, yeah, I am curious. And then once I do that, then, then I'm going to mount it because I want to have that little thing. I mean, it's just a little 3x3 piece, but it really is cool. So I'd like to do it.
Right.
So, yeah, so I got hung up on that. And, it's hung up on that, but then there's, life too. So.
Right. Well, and you did make a lot of progress on Sarah Parr, which is
huge.
Great too.
Huge progress. Huge progress. Yeah. No, I'm excited about it. I got the over one verse charted out and two rows of that stitch, two lines of that stitch. No, I'm excited about it, and it's really coming together nice. So yeah, no, I'm more than happy now. Of course, with Lady Mary Geometric and Take Wing. Now those two more. Well, I've already set up Lady Mary, so that that's just a matter of get after it. Slide one out of the way and bring the stand over and get to work. So that's pretty easy. And then, yeah, I think I will do Take Wing on a hoop. Yeah, maybe I'll do that with the, we talked about me standing up on my table. Maybe I'll try that with this one just for.
Right, just something, a little variety.
Yeah.
And Yeah, and when I'm so close to a piece like you are with Sarah Parr, a lot of times I can't work on anything else until I get it done. Because I just want to see that completed, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, and that's where I got to. You know, and then, of course, football, I mean, Sunday football, is effectively 9 hours of football. I mean, I'm just sitting here just pounding away on that thing. And
right.
Yeah, I got a long way. So, I mean, it's still slow going. It's 40 count and it's a giant
it's piece. It's big. But... And you still have the over one. The over one.
I know.
Which is, I know.
Yeah, one more row of that. Yeah, that's so weird. When you do that, do a row of over one and then back to over two,
mm-hmm.
and it just seems so gigantic. It's like, holy smokes. For the first few stitches, I find myself double checking, you know, did I go too far here?
Right.
You know, yeah, it's really weird. And then you get oriented and then it's back to just normal. Yeah.
So. And then wait till you start on Portifet with, I think that's 53 or 56 count.
Yeah.
Sycamore C pod. And when you're working on that, that is so tiny.
Yeah.
And then you look at 40 count and you're like, oh, I can see this without a problem.
Yep. Spread my arms. I got room. Yeah. I got to write to Jean and find out if she's able to get spools of thread. I'd like to get started on that. Are you doing that on the hoop?
Yes, I okay. am. Why every photo is so wrinkled, because you know I don't ironing it. Yeah. We don't iron.
Okay, because yeah, we talked about doing that old school on a hoop, so I got to write to Jean and find out what's going on. Yeah. What's going on is she's probably so busy that she forgot about me, but which is understandable, you know.
Right.
she had an event here, and yeah, I mean, she's got more important things than me to worry about, so I'll have to do that. Yeah, so I'm we're in month two, but I'm still charged up about WIPGO. It's put some structure here, so I think it's good.
You're right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, and you know, and I wasn't frustrated that I didn't get to the silk gauze thing because I was making progress on the other one, so I didn't feel like I was failing. Other than you know, the, I mean, it was just the silk gauze thing became hassle and.
Right.
And
when you have a limited amount of time to stitch, who wants to go through the hassle of
right.
ironing something? And
yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, one more thing to do. I just want to sit and stitch. That's all I have brain power to do today.
Right.
And so yeah, I'm going to go make a little exit.
I mean, I was anxious for it to arrive in the mail. And then I had a piece of cloth and I was going to sew it onto the piece of cloth and cut out the mm-hmm. opening so I could expose the stuff. Put it in a hoop and go.
Right.
And then when I open the envelope, it's like, oh, geez, you got to be kidding me. You know, it's just, oh, now it's a whole other project because you know, I've never worked with it. So I didn't know what I could or couldn't do.
Right.
So then that says, all right, now I got to do some research. And then I did some research and came up dry. It's like, oh, geez, just set this aside.
Right. But I'm very curious to know if you can, because I've not had a piece folded. So I'm really curious to see how that comes out when you iron it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll have that for tonight.
Okay.
At perfect. The show tonight, I'll have an answer for that tonight. And
great.
I'll fire
put it on
the
your
iron.
To-do list.
Because I got one that's really quite creased up, so that's the one I'm going to test on.
Sure. If you can get that pretty straight, then that'll right. be amazing.
Because the other one is only creased once, and each side is big enough. To hold the piece, so that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one that you got me, but then this other one was sent to me in a business envelope, and of course the post office creased it several times. so that's the one. And then if I ruin it, you know, so that's I learned something. But but
right.
even I've had them laying out here for now a couple of weeks. Just laying out, hoping they'd relax a little bit. You got to be kidding me.
No. And I have taken things that have been creased and hung them in the bathroom so they could be like the steam from the shower.
Oh,
okay, yeah, maybe that'll help a little bit. It doesn't, but you know, yeah. It was a thought.
Okay. Well, so. Steam iron. We'll see what happens. So I'll have that for tonight's show. I'll have a report, a full report.
Okay. A full report. Okay.
Yes.
Good.
I can do that. I can do that.
Good.
Hey, my magnifier light broke.
And how did that happen, Gary?
Well, it didn't break.
Okay.
somebody helped me.
Somebody helped you.
You know, I wish I had looked up the name, but somebody posted after the last time we talked about it. I think she posted on the YouTube post and said, it is broken. It doesn't work like it's supposed to. Replace it. And I sat on that because I thought, yeah, she's right. And then I just spur of the moment here a few days ago, I just said, yeah, I'm done with that piece. Because what it's one of those gooseneck flexible metal thing necks, you know, that'll bend any way you want. And it was so floppy that what I'd gotten really good at doing is bending it and knowing how far it was going to flop. So, you know, so that it would end up in the right position. You know what I mean? And then a little adjustment here and there, and then I had it in the spot. I mean, I'd gotten really good at that. And so it was just, she just put the seed in my head, and why am I dealing with this? So I just up and bought, I got a Brightech LightView Pro rolling base lamp. Oh. So it Brightech is the brand, and then it's the LightView Pro rolling base. So anyway, it's this big, it's heavy, really heavy, all on wheels, big heavy ring base on wheels. And then it has joints like a dentist magnifier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's arms, it's solid arms that are on joints, and so you move it to where you want it and it stays there. And the light intensity adjusts up and down, and then you can also adjust the color from cool to quite warm. And so that came, I set it up. Holy smokes, Beth.
Are you happy?
You put the magnifier where you want it, and you know what? It stays right there.
Wow. Amazing.
It took me a little bit to realize, because I'm ready to adjust and adjust and adjust, and then I can go, and then don't move it, you know? And this thing, now, it stays where it's supposed to, and then you lift it back up to get it out of the way, and then you put it back, and it stays where it's supposed to. So thanks to whoever that was, because she was right. Mine was broken. And this is very nice.
Yay.
Yeah. And it's 2.25 magnifier, because my old one was 2, and this is 2.25. And on 40 count, that's just enough more to give you, it's very nice. Very nice. Yeah, really.
So it comes in different, so you can get it in different magnifications then?
Yeah, I think it was 1.75 and 2.25 were the two options. So I went with the higher one because mine was already 2. So I thought, well, a little bit more, because you can go too much.
Right.
And then, they're hard to look at. But no, this is just right. So I'm pleased with it.
Yay.
Stays where it wants. And I like the fact that it's on wheels, because this Sarah Parr is on a long set of scroll bars. And so then, if I move across, then I would have to get up and go move the old stand across, left to right. And this one, you just grab it and drag it, and it rolls over, and it's wonderful. So, yep.
Oh, good.
Yay.
That's a good thing.
Yep.
Lighting is important.
Glad I had that spur of the moment, devil may care, order it moment. Yeah.
Got what you needed, the right tools for the job.
I didn't realize how much I was putting up with that old one. Jeez. Because that's what I did. I knew how far it was going to drop down once I released it, so I could adjust. That should be about right. Flop. Oh, not quite. Move it up just a bit. Try to, that'll work. Good to go. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Better off with this one.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was nicer. Good.
Yep. Yay.
That's great. That is great.
Oh. Yep. Oh, I thought you were going to say something profound.
Me?
I had to pause there. I thought, here. Oh, Beth's got something. Okay. Nope. Okay. Making an observation here. And you made the same observation when you sent me things that you wanted to talk about. It seems that we've entered a new phase of online class project availability.
Yes.
And it's interesting.
It seems almost like people are getting a little bit overloaded. There are so many options out there.
Yeah.
And I was thinking this morning, I went for a walk, and I was thinking about, well, when this first started, when COVID first started, I kind of knew about certain retreats. Like I knew the Attic had one. I think I'd heard that like Acorns and Threads had one. I think Kim just did her first soiree the year before, maybe, or in 2019. I can't remember. But yeah. You really didn't know. I mean, I didn't know about all the retreats and things that went on. And then you had, everyone was starting to do the floss tubes. You started hearing more about the retreats, and then we shut down. And then we had the, and then people went to online, and it started as a little trickle, but now it seems like it's a flood.
Yes. Yeah. It was interesting that we both made the same observation. Yeah. You're exactly right. It seems like we're at flood stage. But I mean, there's just a million options. You know, people got over the technology issue,
right?
And have seen the availability of an ability to relatively easily put on events online. Mm-hmm. And then now we're starting to see people meet face to face, getting more and more of that. So it's interesting that the pendulum now seems to be all the way to the, you know, one end or the other, whatever, right or left, doesn't matter. And that, yeah, there's just a ton of choices. And
right.
So then what does that mean? Does that mean that everybody who's offering classes has trouble filling them? Or does that mean that more people have more options, so everybody who wants to take a class online or live can do so because they aren't filling up so fast?
I think it's nice for the needle worker because you do have so many options.
Yeah.
You can pick and choose. You do have to choose. I mean, because there's no way you could do everything.
Right.
As much as I'd like to. So like the Debbie Rowley class, I did sign up for the angles class because I realized that had been one of those classes. Every time it came up, I wanted to take it. And I thought, you know, this might be one of the last times she offers that as a class. And I have members in my guild who have, I set out a little feeler. I said, how many people have this? And I have at least three or four members of my guild that admitted to having it, have started it and not finished it. And I thought, okay, that would be fun to do in my small guild as a study group. Do a small group, even with them at a later date. But there are so many classes out there that, you know, you do have to pick and choose. And you have to decide, okay, is this class something I want to take? Do you are you a project person? Do you want to have the project at the end of it? Or are you a person who's more interested in learning a technique and you're not so much interested in the project itself? Yeah, I don't know. There's just so many options.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. But yeah, you know, I think you're right. You know, you think of it like the housing market, where lately the housing market has been not enough houses for a whole lot of people. Well, this is the flip side of that, in that there's a whole lot of classes for the same amount of people. I mean, there's a whole lot more mm-hmm. classes for the pretty much the same amount of people. So, yeah, there's plenty of choices to be made. And then I think about, all right, when it comes to those choices, now there's a huge plus. Because take, for instance, we talked about Natalie Dupuy's class with her ribbons, Be Ribboned.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to do a little trial and see if you can learn gold work, I mean, you know, and experience that, this is a nice small project to take from an excellent teacher, and you can expose yourself to gold work and see if you enjoy it.
Right.
And so there's another side of it.
Right. And Natalie is such an excellent teacher. You're not just going to learn about the technique gold work. You're going to reading the description in it, you're going to learn something about color, which to me is a much more interesting part of that, because color is so elusive sometimes. If you don't already have a good color sense, or I already haven't taken classes in color, she incorporates that, I do believe, into this class, which I think is, so you're learning two things. You're not just learning gold work. You're learning something about color, which makes it a much more valuable class. There's another one being offered by Kate, and I don't know how to pronounce her name. D-I-U-G-I-U-D. How do you pronounce that?
Duguid.
She's doing something called Stitching Colors of the Sea. And again, that's a super advanced class online. And wow, it would be great to take that class. Mm-hmm. Learn a whole lot. But I think, and Natalie was offering another one too, that offered, again, more in depth about color. See, and I guess I'm leaning more that way. I'd like to learn more about how to use color effectively.
Yeah.
And I think Natalie does such an excellent job, and the Ode to the Palette class was so, so good. I don't know if she's going to reoffer that or not. But she was offering one through, there's an English group,
Lady Anne's
Needlework.
Yeah. Festival or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 'Cause she just did one.
Right.
And then I think they're getting ready to do another one. Yeah.
Right.
Cause see, that's that's the other part, is it isn't for US people. Well, for anybody in any country, it isn't just classes in your country.
Right.
It's classes that are available from all over the world. So, you know, you think right. about, like, we sit here in the U.S. and you think, well, all the people who are offering classes in the U.S., yeah, that's fine. And there's a ton of them. But then add on the U.K., Australia, you know, all those places mm-hmm. where you can, you know, classes are available for that. And it really is a lot. And then how tempting to take something from someone in another country.
Right.
So it's really good, but then you know you hope that, I mean, the pendulum has to swing back eventually, but you hope that the designers all have enough success in terms of filling their classes that they don't start cutting back.
Right.
Right. You know.
And the only thing, other thing is, I think we, as stitchers, we need to pick and choose. So I might have chosen to take a different class had I known what was being offered during the year. You know, if there was some warehouse of that information, or, you know, knowing, okay, oh, wow, this class is going to be offered. You know, there's a chance that this class will be offered maybe in June. Maybe I'm not going to take a class in March, so I can take this one in June. So I know right now, Hazel Blomkamp is scheduled to come to the Heartland region to teach one of her classes through mm-hmm. EGA. And because of where she's teaching, I have to get a hotel. I can't drive there from my home and drive back. It's a 2-day class, 2 or 3-day class. So I have to make sure I, you know, kind of budget my money around, you know, going and staying in a hotel and so I can take the class.
Yeah.
But yes, am I going to budget my money and take a class if I can do in person with Hazel Blomkamp? Yes, you better believe it. Because, you know, it'll be much less expensive than I, you know, going to New York to take the class through EGA seminar, national seminar.
Yeah.
This is regional, and I'll be able to take the workshop that way.
And so, this is that extension that she's doing because she's teaching at the EGA seminar, and then they have a program. Am I right that this is that program where they're going around the country and offering classes as an extension of that?
Right, and I think St. Paul is going to have Jane Nicholas come and teach up in the St. Paul Needleworkers, which is the EGA group up there.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you know, if you're in that area and that's your region, you're in St. Paul, what a great way when else are you going to take a class from Jane Nicholas?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Unless you go to National or you fly to Australia to take a class.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, okay.
So again, these classes are being offered, but if you don't know, how do you know, that's the class I want to take. This is the person I want to take a class from.
Yeah.
That's also the other, there's so much out there. So to keep tabs on it all can be difficult.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's where, yeah, there's that. Where is Hazel's class going to be held?
Cedar Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Heartland region.
That's not that far from me, I don't think.
I don't think so either. Mm. I don't think so. I don't have a map in front of me, but yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not. I mean, for me, I think it's a couple of hours drive, and I already know. We have people who always take workshops. We'll probably get a group and go, you know, get a couple of hotel rooms, room together, and do that sort of thing. But yeah, to take a class from her, it doesn't even, I don't even care what it is at this point in time. I just want to take a class from her.
Right. Yeah, she doesn't come from South Africa very often.
No.
All right, I got to look that up now. Now you got me intrigued.
Uh-huh.
Because she's a hoot. She's just a tremendous lady. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we also, the other thing that's going on is retreats are coming back. I know my guild is able to get into their normal retreat center. They're going to do it in May. I think they're requiring everyone is vaccinated to show a vaccination card to do it because of the age of our group. And I think the age of the people who hold the retreat center, they want to make sure everyone's safe, but different retreats will have different, but those are all coming back. I know, well, Jean's had a couple now. She had the January sampler symposium, and then she had the summer school last year. And I'm sure she's going to be having summer school again.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have those things coming back, but then there's so many of them. Now I think people know what's out there, that there's all sorts of local retreats or big ones put on by shops.
Yep. Yeah, there is just a ton of opportunities out there, and I mean, it's exciting because, and of course, driving a lot of that is people just want to get together. They're tired.
Right.
But then the online just gives you opportunities like Debbie Rowley's angles class. You know, like you said, I don't know how many more times that's going to be available. And that's such a tremendous design. And, you think hard about taking that class. And it's a really great time overall for needleworkers. Mm-hmm. It really is. There's just so much that can be done, and a lot of it from home, and not a lot of expense, not airfare, not hotel rooms.
Right.
And then, yeah, I mean, you just described several that the airfare isn't even a factor. It's close enough to you that you can drive. And,
right.
You know, that keeps the cost down. And especially if you have a group and can share rooms, you know, you can start to get into that travel expense and make it fairly minimal, and then go enjoy the class. So it's
right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And then, and like you said, there are so many options with the online classes. So, mm-hmm. And to learn a new technique, to try something, just so many out yeah. there, which is great.
Yep. Oh, to me, that's, you know, that's such a huge plus. I want to try a new technique. I take an online class. I have the expense for the class. I don't have travel expenses. Mm-hmm. And I can and try a new technique. I think that's just, yeah, the way to go. Yep.
Right.
Take advantage of that. Yeah. So, well, we'll see how it plays out. Let's hope there's no more virus variants that shut things down. Jeez.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Tired of that.
I guess that the Nashville show is going to happen. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen anything to the contrary, and lots of designers are starting to talk about spending night and day getting ready for it. So I guess it's going to happen. So I hope so for the show's sake. We're not going to go this year. Much as I'd like to, I just, it's too many people in those rooms packed together. It makes me too nervous. You've already had COVID. I'm not signing up for it.
I don't recommend it. I don't recommend it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm fully boosted and everything, but I don't even want the mild version where it just feels like a flu for a couple of days. I just don't want it in me. No. So,
it is nice that they're able to do that. But I know I've seen a few shops or designers saying we won't be at Nashville, but so and so is going to display our stuff.
Okay.
So you know, people are taking precautions, which is good. You know, you got to do your own safety level there on that. But it will be interesting to see. What I'm looking forward to is you've got all these designers and shops and people, they're friends. They've known each other for years.
Right.
And they're going to get together at this event. And I kind of would like to be a fly on the wall and hear the design ideas that come out of that, because that I think will push some new and some fresh design, because that's how artists feed each other, you know, get fed. You know, they say, well, I saw this and let me show you this image. And I thought of this, and someone will say, oh, wow, I see. And, you know, it'll start growing. I just know that will happen.
Yeah.
And that to me will be interesting. What comes out, you know, in a few months after they've come back from Nashville with the new designs that they come up with.
Yeah.
And especially, is Karen going? Karen Kluba from Rosewood?
I haven't seen one way or the other.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, it was. I really wish we could go. I'm just not comfortable. Mm-hmm. I'm just not.
Right.
Just can't.
And totally understandable.
Can't get past it. I just do not want that stuff in my lungs. And,
yeah.
Even the mild version. Thank you.
So, no one wants it.
Yeah. So, obviously that apparently is going to happen. We'll see how that plays out. Hope it's successful. I remember.
I hope so too.
The last one was, that was the March just before everything hit. I remember, you know, people wondering, do we shake hands? Can we hug? Can we... You know, what can we do? And then who knew that 2+ years ago we were going to go through this ride? Jeez.
Right.
So, Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. You asked a question about why do we both like large projects?
Yes. Why is that?
I couldn't come up with an answer.
I can't either. And okay, so you were mentioning Erica Michaels, Linda Stoltz. She has those very beautiful Bristol berries out. And mm-hmm. one of them has that little sampler that's all red and white. It's just so cute. Why do I have no urge? I mean, I love it. I have the pattern. I'd like to stitch the berries because I think they're delicious. But that little sampler doesn't call to me as much as stitching one of those huge Bristol, you know, that you need a half a yard of fabric for.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I want to stitch that. I mean, that one, that's the one I want to, that's what I want to pull out. And I have one and I can't remember who's the designer of it. She's the one who always does Bristols.
Claudia Kistler?
Yes. I think I have one of her big ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, so why do I want to stitch? And I can't even think of, like, you're doing the little band sampler, which is so sweet and cute. And I'm like, no, I want to do a big half yard. Get me a hank of silk.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that one is simply because it was my travel piece, so I was able to haul it. But right. Here at home, how often do I pull that out? Virtually never, because I'm working on big ones. I don't know what it is about big projects. Like even when it comes to needlepoint, I'll tend toward the bigger projects, or if they're small, rather complex, like a Gay Ann Rogers, a small Gay Ann Rogers. But there's so much to that right. it's just a big project and a small piece of canvas.
Right.
Yeah.
Try one of her needle cases. You think, oh, this is small. Yeah, no. What was I?
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't. And I have small ones that I've started. And I'm thinking, okay, this won't take me any time. But I'm like, oh, I don't want to work on that. I want to pull out Spring Hill because it's got 20 million stitches left on it.
Yeah. Yet there's a whole world of people who that's all they do is little stuff.
Right.
And they just crank them out like a machine and thoroughly enjoy it.
Right.
So, but yeah, I can't come up with why the big ones appeal to me. I just can't.
Right. And it's not that I don't like the small pieces, because the small ones, there is something about there, you know, having something finished that you can display, whatever. But, and so I love watching people finish all their smalls. But it's like, why don't I do them? I don't know. And I don't even have I don't even normally hang my big pieces. I just finish them and they're down in the basement. You know, I do. I finish that. They're totally stitched and they're in the basement waiting for me to do something to them.
Yeah. And here's an interesting dilemma. Jeanette Douglas is offering a piece of flower, basically flower pots, different
right.
Thing, and it's designed as a large. It's designed as a large piece,
right?
With all these flower pots, and then obviously it's easy. It's a simple border, so easy to make them into individuals.
Right.
And it's free, and there's on her website, and there's one a month. And she had a bunch of overdyed flosses that she used, but then she did a DMC conversion, so you can do that. And it's beautiful. And so
right.
then the question that pops into my head, all right, this would be an ideal opportunity to do each one of those and make a bunch of little pillows that could go in a basket.
Right.
But then I look at the big piece and go, look how cool that is.
Yes. Yes. I did the same thing. And I thought, oh, you know, and someone did a really nice finish I saw on Instagram of their pillow with fabric at the bottom, maybe a little rickrack. And I thought, oh, that is just wouldn't that look so neat in that wooden bowl my mother-in-law gave me? And had it, I had all 12 in there, and
yeah. And so that, you know, that one has me dead center, because I think it would be fun to do, but okay, do I buy a big piece of cloth and cut it up, or do I buy a big piece of cloth and do them?
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. And it'd be nice to have those small little finishes. There, I don't know. I read somewhere that when you finish something, it kind of sparks something in your brain, like kind of like an endorphin rush sort of thing. So when you have a project that you have a finish on it, that it does something for you mentally. Okay. And like, okay, great. But how come then I have all these unfinished projects that, you know, I don't know. I guess.
Yeah, I don't get that. I mean, it's fun to get them finished. I just enjoy working on them. So, yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah,
And that must be. I'm sure that's what drives a lot of people who do smalls is the completion factor. I got it done! Right. Yay! I got it done! I got another one done! I got 10 done this month. Oh, yeah.
Right, right, and especially if you use them to display or you use them as gifts. I do have a friend who finishes a lot of things, and she gives them. She gives her stuff away. Yeah, I'm not that generous.
You'd rather they sat in the dark in the basement. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
All right. We're not going to explore that today. No. We're
not going to explore my good.
No, that's we'll just leave that lie right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's better for us all, I think. Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what it is about large pieces, but I ain't changing my approach. Mm-mm. Nope.
Not going to start a bunch of smalls then?
Nah. Yeah, I have some. I have a whole bunch of them, but I just, right. I don't know. They just, whatever.
Right. Well, and like the Erica Michaels strawberries, because you got the Bristol berries.
Right. Right.
Now, see, those really, I like them. Have I started them?
No.
No.
Yeah. But see, like this Prince of Peace one on silk gauze, 40 count silk gauze. To me, that's a small piece, but there's no way in terms of stitching and energy time that you would term that a small piece.
No.
That's for a 3x3 piece. That's a significant undertaking.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And because it's full coverage.
Right. Yeah, it is that.
You're doing a full coverage piece there, Gary.
Right. So, it's deceptive too. But the more standard ones where it's a house and a tree and a little girl with a buggy walking by or something, you know, those kinds of things. I mean, especially in the cross stitch world, I mean, that feeds the meter. Those little ones, they absolutely feed the meter because so many people do them and collect them and the whole bit. And, I don't know. I don't know what that is. There's a something there. I don't know.
Right. Right. No, but I like the big ones, especially, well, Karen Kluba's. Every time I look at her, she doesn't do she started doing a few smalls. I take that back. I take that, my words back. But the ones that I really want to stitch are those ones that are huge.
Giant.
Huge. I know. So is she coming? That's what I wanted to ask you. Is she coming out with Autumn Hill at Market? Do you know?
I think that was the plan. That at Market she's going to have the next one.
Okay.
As so I recall.
I have until March to get Spring Hill finished then.
Well, and you have Summer Hill.
Yeah, but see, I might have to skip Summer Hill and move straight to Autumn Hill.
Oh, I see how that works. I think that's the, because she released Summer Hill last year. So yeah, so she must be ready for Autumn Hill. I assume it's Autumn Hill. At Nashville. So yeah. Yeah, that's one I'm not one to collect series, but that's one series definitely you want to have. Yeah.
Yeah.
No question. All four seasons of that. Yep.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just display the patterns.
Yeah, why don't you just do that? Why don't you just do that?
I can see Max going, what are these?
What is your
problem? I'm displaying them. I'm displaying them. I can't stitch them fast enough. I'm just going to display these.
Yeah, leave me alone. I'll do my hobby my way. You do your hobby your way.
That's right. That's right. The only thing is if we ask to frame them. And then I say, no, you can't frame them. I might want to stitch them. I need the patterns that are inside.
Right. Right. Yeah. Okay. You work on that. Send pictures when you get them all displayed on the wall. It'll look very nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I think we'll call it right there. That, all with right. That, with that mental image of four Karen Kluba charts displayed in frames on your wall. I think we'll just leave it right there. Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's
perfect.
A good one. All right, 8 o'clock tonight on the YouTube channel. Natalie Dupuy will join us for some stitch and chat and questions and answers and all kinds of things. So join us for that. And then Embroidered Realism with Ruth Miller on Sunday. That's a treat right there. That's it. Thanks for listening.
Bye.